You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Expect more delays on the Teton Pass this weekend. YDOT and contract crews will begin patching damaged sections of the road Friday. Work will start at 9 in the morning and run until about 4 in the afternoon. If the weather cooperates, the repairs should only last 2 days. Congress voted nearly unanimously last week to protect hunter, archery, and sports shooting safety programs in schools. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports, some lawmakers worried that federal funding for them would be cut.
President Joe Biden signed a bipartisan law last year aimed at stopping gun violence and improving mental health. It bans federal funding to schools that train with dangerous weapons. Some conservatives said that was meant to deliberately defund courses for hunter safety, sport shooting, or even some outdoor skills that use axes or knives. Others said that was a misunderstanding of the law. This new bill, which has now reached the president's desk, clarifies that this type of training could still get federal funding. Utah Representative Burgess Owens spoke on the House floor about the importance of archery programs, which have served millions of Americans.
40% of these students claim to be more engaged in classroom and have a remarkable 91% pursue or express a desire to pursue other outdoor activities.
In the end, all but one representative voted for the bill, and the Senate passed it unanimously. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Walkie.
It was the wettest summer on record for Wyoming. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports on what this means for drought.
That's the sound of a rainstorm in western Wyoming. Something we've all heard a lot of this year across the state.
Was indeed the wettest summer on record, June through August.
Michael Natoli is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Cheyenne. He says at the start of summer, over half of the state was abnormally dry.
By August 22nd of this year, we were completely drought-free across the state.
Natoli says this is separate from the 20-year mega drought that has plagued the West. And while the snowy winter and wet summer helped, the impacts from the mega drought are far from resolved. Just last year, water reservoirs in western states were being drained at alarming rates. That didn't happen this year due to the snowy winter and wet summer, but is expected in the years to come. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale.
Wyoming's only representative in the U.S. House, Harriet Hageman, was not one of the 8 Republicans who voted to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. In a statement, she expressed disappointment in the outcome in a move that separates her from far-right members of her own party. Hageman has previously disagreed with McCarthy on several issues, but said there are too many pressing problems facing the country for an ouster like this to be necessary. Those issues include border security, the national debt, inflation, and the fentanyl crisis. She called the historic vote a self-serving stunt and said, quote, "There's nothing Democrats and the media like better than Republican on Republican fighting." The House is now in a state of uncertainty as Republicans try to find out who they'll choose as the next speaker. Hageman has not yet said who she'll support. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.